For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. The machinery grinding South Carolina-grown wheat into flour works as it has for 115 years in one of Columbia's and the state's most historic businesses, Allen Brothers Milling Company, makers of Adlew flour and other products. The company's website states that of 42 mills operating in the state in 1942, only Allen Brothers remains. The mill, still at the Gervais Street location where it started around 1900, was purchased by J.B. Allen and his brothers in 1926. The family is now into its fourth generation of millers. President Bill Allen attributes the company's longevity to a simple work ethic.
We never waver on the quality of our flour that we use. Other larger facilities sometimes will mix streams of flour and make various grades of flour. We do not do that with our Adlew grade of flour. We have never tampered with that. So no real magic to it, just good hard work each and every day, dedication, stick to what you know.
Corn kernels move through a pipe on their way to be ground into meal. Allen Brothers mills white and yellow corn into grits and cornmeal, as well as its famous flour operation. Allen says the time between receiving the grains from farmers and shipping out the finished product varies, but it's never very long.
Well, it really just depends on naturally how much inventory we have on hand. We try to bring it in to be used up probably within a week or 10 days, something like that. But within some of our grain, sometimes our corn, whatever, it could go directly from the truck right to the mill. So it could be anywhere from 2 weeks to less than 24 hours.
Allen estimates that the mill produces around 40 to 50,000 pounds of flour a day, but it could produce up to 100,000 pounds in 24 hours at its peak production. The mill operates very efficiently, Allen says. The average 60-pound bushel of wheat produces 45 to 50 pounds of flour, but even the husks and other leftovers are not wasted.
Everything that comes off, we call it byproduct. We also use that, and that is secured in a different tank area, and we use that and sell that as a bulk feed that's then in turn used in the animal feed business.
The name Adlew is known nationwide to grits lovers, and the company's other products are distributed in the southeast and up the Atlantic coast. Allen says most people would be surprised at the variety of products that come from the mill.
People ask us, you know, what our product line is like, and I tell them, you know, that, you know, well, they think of us as just a flour mill and maybe a corn mill and a grits mill. Well, we probably have turned that into where we now sell as many as probably 25 items, 25 different food products.
One of the most frequent questions Allen hears is, where did the name Adlew come from?
The name Adlew, the story goes, is that Mr. B.R. Crooner, the Dutch gentleman who founded the business most originally, he had a daughter whose name was Hulda, H-U-L-D-A, and for whatever reason, he decided to name the business, took her name, turned it around backwards, and came up with the word Adlew.
The sacks of flour being carted through the century-old warehouse remind Allen that the company is a survivor. Not only does Allen Brothers produce thousands of pounds of flour, grits, and cornmeal, plus its other mix and breader products each day, but all this is accomplished with a staff of 15 people. This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio.